from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
The philosophical question, and I think I know the answer to this, but Steelers' offensive line hadn't looked all that good. And I'm holding out hope that they can gel. They've got a lot of talent there, a lot of young players there. Wide receiver corps, not very good. Can you make it work with a subpar wide receiver corps if you've got a good offensive line? Or vice versa, if you've got an offensive line that's not so good, can you make it work if you've got great receivers? And which would you as a quarterback prefer?
I'd prefer to have a great offensive line.
Yeah.
And, you know, mediocre to above average receivers. I think we saw that in New England work. I think we've seen that other places. I mean, but the commonality between New England and Kansas City, Tyreek Hill notwithstanding, is a great tight end. Great tight ends. But largely receivers that are not, they're not, this isn't Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson.
And when it went to hell for the Patriots against the Giants, couldn't protect Brady.
Yep.
And when Patrick Mahomes lost his Super Bowl against the Buccaneers, couldn't protect them at all.
Look at Joe Burrow in Cleveland, right? They've got all these great receivers, and they can't get him the ball because he's flat on his back. So I think that's more important.
Because I think that's what the Steelers are looking to. Like, I think their hope was, and sorry to cut you off, that their line would coalesce. They've got a lot more talent. They believe in Pat Meyer. They believe in the scheme helping their linemen.
Right.
And so that with a veteran quarterback, they could get by with a not-so-wonderful receiver corps.
No,
at least until Ayuk may come in here.
Well, true, but the same concerns you have about Russell Wilson and Justin Fields in the preseason, those concerns about the O-line are real. And giving up draft capital doesn't exactly look great when your O-line's not where you want it to be.
I think those concerns are more real than any, at least right now, Russell Wilson concerns.
I would agree. I think those concerns trump it, and I think they also directly impact that any concern you have about Russell Wilson is going to be the level of pressure that he's under. But I think it starts at the offense, particularly how the Steelers play and who Arthur Smith is as a play caller philosophically. You've got to be able to run it. You've got to be able to protect the quarterback to take shots down the field, particularly, you know, when you have quarterbacks like Russell and Justin Fields that have been sacked a lot over the last couple years. That if you're not a human being if that doesn't affect you. So they need to protect them. They need to protect them, and they need to do a better job, certainly, than they did against Buffalo.
Pretty ugly.
I mean, you watch the highlight, the low light tape, excuse me, that the national media is using to form an argument against starting Russell Wilson. What it is it didn't look like a very good football team.
Yeah, and Justin Fields, at least he's young, athletic, in the prime of his athletic career. And so, hey, if the offensive line and the world is collapsing around you, at least he can get out of dodge.
I'm going to tell you something philosophically right now. The last thing you want for Justin Fields to be to take the next step in his career is for him to be running for his life like he did in Chicago.
And that is why, in addition to Russ being a better protector of the football, you are not going to see
no
Justin Fields. early this season.
That's when bad things happen, right? That's when bad things happen. I mean, I watched Justin Fields play in person. I know multiple people that coached him.
Yep.
And I'm not saying they're right on everything. They were let go. So it happens. But
in large part because they weren't able to get him to
and they'll tell
level.
You to a man that he's a great guy, that you can, quote, win with him, but how much? And I don't think the Steelers right now are in a position to take a flyer going into this season. They did that last year and the year before to some extent late in the season with Kenny. You know what you have in Russell Wilson. You know what you think, you know what you have around him. Now they've got to all perform. You've got an elite defense. And they feel like they can ride that and compete. How much they can compete, we'll find out. But if the breakdowns on the offensive front happen the way they happen against, well, I don't care who's back there, it's not going to be good.
No, and that's why when people say, people, capital P people, a lot of people in the national media, Justin Fields is going to be the Steelers' future, so let him be the present. I think if you want him to have a future, he can't play in the present. Because best case scenario, Feltonu plays week one.
Yep.
Broderick Jones plays week one. Zach Frazier is going to play week one. Those guys all might wind up being fantastic. Those three guys aren't going to be fantastic right off the bat. It doesn't work that way.
No.
If they found lightning in a bottle here, and like the expectation is they should all be great players. But to think all three, basically rookies, because Broderick only came in midway through last year, are going to play well early? I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, I mean, and you've got Broderick Jones and potentially Feltonu going up against Judon week one.
Mm-hmm. And Judon's a better player. I know he was hurt last year than Greg Rousseau, and we saw what Greg Rousseau did to Broderick Jones.
Right. It comes back to the same issues for the Steelers. In order for rookie offensive linemen to progress, you cannot be in 3rd and 10.
Mm-mm.
You cannot be in 3rd and 12. You've got to be on schedule and play fundamental stack drives, put them in winning situations. Because there's a learning curve, and it's as big on the offensive line as it is anywhere.
I would think, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that the run blocking should come easier.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, it comes down to physicality at that point. I mean, there's a lot of thinking that goes into play. I don't think you can underestimate the learning curve for Zach Frazier at center, too, and what he's going to have to deal with. Now, fortunately, and here's another thing. You're going to start a rookie center. You want the most veteran quarterback back there that can control things.
Yeah.
That can make calls, that can readjust protections, that can get out of a bad run into a good run. I'm putting my money on Russell Wilson doing that, not Justin Fields.
I do that 6 times a day. Get those two confused and aboard.
Well, we're just talking about it constantly, but it's top of mind. I get it. I want Russell Wilson making those adjustments.
I'm with you.
Those are things that don't get talked about on a broad basis. But it's so important in those walls, right? When you're a team that, let's face it, they're not a team that's going to, I don't expect them to go out and average 46 points a game. They're not a team, they have a low margin for error. That applies to every play, every snap that you take. Whether you're running it, throwing it, or punting it.
They got a good punter now, though.
They do. But you have got to, mentally and schematically, you got to be in a good play. And that is a part of the quarterback position that gets undersold, in my opinion, is being just part and parcel, symbiotic with the offensive coordinator, that you understand what he's trying to get done, and you're able to go out there and make sure that if something goes wrong, it's not a catastrophe.
The best quarterback drive I may have ever seen came from a quarterback who barely threw the ball, and that was Peyton Manning in the divisional round 2015.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was 3rd and 8 or whatever. He does convert, but getting in a run play,
yeah.
And Peyton Manning, you want to talk about, he was washed, but he mentally, no. And they go down the field, and the rest is history, and the Steelers were in that game, and FitzToussaint and all that. But that drive was masterful because he understands the game of football at a level that few people have ever understood it. Yeah. And I'm not saying Russ is in that category, but you got to imagine he's closer to that.
Much closer.
By leaps and bounds than Justin
Fields. Much closer. I think that's a really critical component of this that gives Arthur Smith and Mike Tomlin a lot of comfort in Russell Wilson.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.